When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, Teddy and I are on a little journey back down to Los Angeles for different reasons, but we wanted to talk today about making the right decisions and when you know you've made the right choice. Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Sunny. Yeah, a little trip down memory lane, which coming back to LA, it's always like, okay, I don't need to go back there for a while, and somehow we end up down here every other month.
Right.
What's up with that?
I know. So for me, one of the girl powerful girls, their family, I was super close to, like, since for years, you know. Now she's
10 years 13.
I met her when she was 5. So they wanted to go to Cabo on a trip, a couple's trip, and they were like, can we fly you down here? And even though I had my full-time job, I had this urge to want to come, you know, and spend time with them and be here. But it's kind of like once I got here, I'm kind of feeling like it's counterproductive. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a step back into my old life that I really necessarily wasn't in love with. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like decisions that keep you heading in the direction in which you want to go are really important to make right now in my stage in life.
Yeah, remember I was telling you how, so I joined the Boise tennis club and swim club for us, for a family to swim laps this summer, because I'm trying to prepare for a wedding and I know swimming laps will make me feel good, and then it'll make me look good as well and get a little tan on my back. That's so good.
On your back?
Yeah, you know, swimming freestyle, my back's gonna burn. But anyway, so I was being nice and like kind of just like being mean, like over offering, and said like I could help them time a swim meet or something if they need a volunteer, because I saw there were 2 swim meets for the summer, which is nothing. But then they're like, do you actually want to do swim lessons and coach the swim team? And it's like, no, I don't. But I thought about it, like kind of like you got offered this like essentially babysitting gig in LA, and then you said yes. But I thought about the swim team offer, and then they ended up saying it was every day from 12 to 12:45, and they'd pay me $15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
And I was like,
drive across town, teach a swim team, and then to drive home.
Yeah. So that was a hard pass. And I told them,
that was a good choice to say no.
You know, but you kind of get tempted. So like the universe and God, like they test you. They're a little test. I don't even think they're maybe intentional, but like, things that you know and are comfortable and that you love show up.
Right.
And then those are those moments where you're like, you know what? I'm good on that. Like I lived that out already. I've already accomplished that. I'm going to move forward. And this time I'm going to say no. So something really bigger and better I could say yes to, and it'll probably come quick.
Right.
Kind of like what happened with meditation for you this week.
Yeah. So I was down here and I had a call. And someone in Boise actually recommended me for a corporate meditation presentation and then an implementation. So I get to teach an entire company, you know, how to meditate. how meditation is good for business. So it's interesting. We kind of were pulled back here. You were here for another reason, but at the same time, we in Idaho is really supporting us and like kind of pulling back there. Like, no, this is what you want to be doing. Like, I want to be teaching meditation to a larger audience.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting those opportunities in Boise, not in LA.
Right.
And like, I came down here to, crash on the couch per usual, but also to look at a wedding venue that I thought, oh my gosh, I want to get married in Malibu on the beach. And I want to, you know, Cali, do all the LA things and have churros and tacos and all the stuff I would imagine a California wedding would have, or what I would put on for a California wedding. And then we go to the venue today in Malibu on the beach, probably the prettiest place anyone will ever see. And then you're just kind of like, I want to go home. Like, yeah. I want to go back to Tommy. I want to be in my house.
Yeah.
I want to get married in Boise where I live. You know, yeah. Like, doesn't that make sense? Like, yeah. Why am I trying to, like, I don't know. I think that's like with a job, with a wedding, with a relationship, you have to kind of slow down sometimes when things start going too fast and say, like, is this for me? And is this going to benefit me in my bigger picture? Or is this, am I doing this to like,
hold on.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing for me is like my identity is so wrapped up in this place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on Sex and the City where Carrie doesn't want to give up her phone number. Yeah. I didn't want to give up my California driver's license. So I've been illegally driving around Idaho.
Don't tell people that.
For a couple of years. And it expired last Thursday. Oh. So now I'm forced. And I was like, maybe I should get the DMV here, but I wouldn't get it. Cause
no, they won't send it to Idaho. I already tried to do that.
But it's just this thing. And then I was looking up, like, what are good choices? Like, what are examples of, you know, making good choices? And in order to do that, to distinctively, you know, make a positive change in a choice, the first step is to change it.
Okay.
The second is acceptance. And then the third is letting go.
So like accepting the new space, new idea.
Yeah. And like, to really empower yourself to be in tune and on the right path. Like, I need to change my pattern of coming back to LA and then like being here and being like, wait, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, we both are doing it.
I could like, be going
too many times.
To work.
Same.
Or closing deals. Or all the and money. Accept that my chapter is no longer here, you know, that it's closed.
Yeah.
And the people aren't here and the restaurants aren't here and you know the
your
city,
favorite stuff's gone or it just feels different because a lot of our people left or they died and it's just over, chapter's over.
Yeah, the third is Cali's, go
but Cali's always our home. Like, we're always driving these streets and you don't need GPS. It's like it's always here,
right?
But I think we need to, I like that, accept that we don't live here
right.
anymore,
right?
And see what kind of opportunities open up for us by allowing like the good stuff to happen and accepting the change, because
mm-hmm.
we wanted that. And sometimes it's like,
yeah.
you know, we were in Santa Monica sitting in our apartment wishing for to own a house, wishing to have a fiance, wishing to have money in the bank, all these things we have.
Yeah.
And like, why is it not good enough yet?
I know. I think, we have to let go. And I think this trip for both of us was like a big wake up call.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm not taking care of anybody's kids. I'm taking care of my kids.
Right.
And I'm going to build that life for me. Not, I'm over it.
Right.
I don't want to see a kid for a while. Not in a mean way, everyone listening. Just like, I put in my time. And I'm definitely not coaching a swim team for $15.
No. So how do you know if someone is thinking about doing something or, you know, they're contemplating making a choice? How do you know you're making the right decision? I think the biggest thing is listening to your gut.
Okay.
And there's something to be said for trusting your intuition. Because if you really take a moment, like a chunk of time out of your day to sit with yourself, you know, and like either like close your eyes and say like, ask for the answer or journal or do something where your phone isn't around, your computer's off, your TV's off, no one's running in and out of the house. you can really find the answer within.
Yeah. And I think also is time. Like, you're not going to know right away if you do change jobs, if you move different cities. Like, you don't know if it was the right move right away.
Yeah.
And who knows if you'll ever know if it's the right move.
But I think then you will.
Well, you do, because things fall into place and things like don't become right a struggle. Oh, well, yeah. So everyone today, we were in a cookie store. It's delicious. And we ordered, you know.
An assortment of eight. And then I go, do you get a deal if you get a certain amount of cookies? And he's like, yeah, you save money if you get a dozen.
So I said, okay. Let's get a dozen because I'm going to give these cookies out in Boise. Yeah, right. I mean, all of them. No, but I think, yeah, listen to your gut. And then in time, it will be like, oh, I understand now why I was called to do this.
Yeah.
You know, or like, oh, I understand now, I feel good. Or, wow, look at my career. I would have never thought that living in Idaho, X, Y, and Z could have happened to me.
Yeah.
When in here, even when for little vacations or, you know, whatever you're doing here, working, like, we go back to like the same lunch, we order the same thing, and we like to do our old routine, but it's like that old routine is dead. And that didn't serve us.
Yeah.
Like, we were having fun in our 20s. Like, I'm 37. Like, I don't need to go do that again.
Right.
And maybe, like, yeah, just the trips don't need to be every other month. Like, once a year, we can go to Elefante.
Right.
Like, reel it in.
When it's good weather, too.
Yeah, make sure it's a blazing hot 90-degree day, because we've been getting all the rain.
I think this is really interesting. Something I came across is, when you're trying to change for the better, and then sometimes people around you don't want you to. And I think that's a big realization is a lot of people don't want to see you change because they don't change themselves or grow and evolve. And they don't want to be seen as like you're at a higher level than they are.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing about listening to your gut. And time,
yeah, know?
It's like when someone doesn't want the best for you, like those aren't the people you want in your life,
right?
Are you feeling like that about someone or something?
I don't know. I think making like bigger life choices, it's like kind of scary to share them with people because you don't know how they'll react. Mm. Like, if I wanted to move, mm-hmm. like I would be a little scared
to tell me,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I can read between the lines, Sonia.
Oh, okay, Tay is so smart.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming, everybody. But the question is where? Like, where do you go?
I have no idea. Exactly. Where are the hottest men in America that are nice and smart and tall?
I sent you that post today that said what Joe Dispenza said. His advice for anyone looking for love is that write down everything that you want in a partner.
And then become it.
So I think that's where you need to start. It's
yeah, but I am all the things I want in the
person. Dang, girl. Okay. Well, like, keep being that.
I am.
And don't let not having a partner like take away like the good stuff in your life and being like pining over some man that you don't know when or where they're gonna show up. And
who am I pining over?
I'm just a partner.
Oh.
Like the idea of it. And I know it's hard in your 30s when a lot of people have that, but I'm just saying, like, don't wish your time away.
I'm not.
So yeah, right. Be real. Or you're like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to run. And it's like, just have fun.
Just stay by
stay next door.
I'm not saying that for, I'm just saying,
you don't know what you're saying.
I'm just saying that sometimes it's like you're in line and you're in alignment with what you want, but it's mm-hmm. like
you're not.
I don't really feel like that. I've been on so many bad dates and I'm like happy on them and optimistic, and then it's just like I feel like I'm choosing to be in a pond of people that aren't really in
Near
alignment
people.
With me
for sure. I get that.
It's like I have like a 10% shot.
Well, you know. Better prey on that 10% then. I mean, I get what you're saying, but yeah. I think people find love everywhere, I mean, on trips and cabs and airports and the restaurant. Like, it's just like, maybe let go of it for a second and it'll come to you.
Yeah.
And just allow that space to be there.
For sure.
Right? Like, clean out the closet and leave space for a man's shirts. Like, you know, like, do that kind
but
of stuff.
But I have so many clothes.
I know, but maybe.
Did you do that?
No, but I
would. Oh, I
wore rose quartz in my bra, and that was one of the things you should do.
And you announced to a whole room of women, you're ready for love.
I was like, I'm ready. In a women's circle, so. Yeah. You kind of have to be that vulnerable, yeah, and really raw and honest with yourself. Sometimes you think that's what you need or that's who's going to solve the problem, but it's like, maybe that's not exactly what you need right now. Maybe it's other things. You need a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend. Anyone with a brother or maybe a dad, call Sonia.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what we're up to over here. Coming back to LA just brings back like a lot of question marks, but a lot of confirmation as well.
Yeah, so I think the ultimate thing is we both made the right choice to leave, and that we've really brought it to the forefront of our minds. Like, coming back here is kind of a crutch and kind of counterproductive for the life we're trying to build. Doesn't mean we don't love it. Doesn't mean it's, you know, always going to be near and dear to us, but it's just different.
Yeah, just like, I think too, like with flights and food and stuff, it's like, I want to go see somewhere new.
Totally.
Yeah, so.
Going out to Spain. People.
Looking forward.
Yeah,
it's like, for look sure. forward and just be open to the unknown.
Open-hearted.
The unknown.
Yeah.
Is that a song?
That's Frozen.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't sing it on cue or on the beat.
All right, everybody, let us know. Have you made a good decision lately?
And are you moving into the unknown?
It'd be really interesting to hear.
Yeah, let us know.
We love it.
We love it. We love when they share.
We love when people DM us and share, you know, how something sparked an idea or a thought, or they felt heard or supported.
Definitely.
So have a wonderful day and let us know.
Bye.
Bye.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.